We thank you in the wondrous name of Jesus. We so appreciate your presence here today. And Lord, I ask you in such a mighty way, because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord, let us be careful for nothing today. God, free us up. Let us just love you with the love that you put in our hearts, God. Help us to not be inhibited today, Lord Jesus. Take us on. God, let us be bold in the Lord. Let us be strong in the Lord. God, the power of your might is running free in this place this morning. Let it be. Praise be to God. Help us to be the true worshiper who worships you in spirit and truth. God, thank you for this calling. How mighty it is. Wake us up, quicken us to the great love wherewith we are loved. Lord, help us to be ready. Lord, if it would be today, praise your wondrous name. Let us be a people expecting you. Let us be a people that's looking up. Let us be a people that's loving your appearing. God, stir us up this day. Lord, let us just rejoice in the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask for the anointing on each and every life here this day. And in the precious name of Jesus, we say amen. Praise God. Well, I pray this sermon will bless you this morning. It might be a little bit different, but I was thinking I was up at high altitude for quite a while this week, so there could be an excuse, but this sermon today truly is our testimony. It's our testimony. And what I mean by that is, it's already been said, what a privileged people we are. We are privileged. And I know we say that so often in this meeting, but I'm going to tell you, I got taken to another glory this week. I'm thankful to God. In gratitude and appreciation and thankfulness to the calling that He has put upon our lives, brothers and sisters. And I'd like for us to turn to Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to rejoice in this today. And that's Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll begin reading from verse 7. But unto every one of us, isn't that wonderful? See, he's not a respecter of person. Every one of us is given grace, according to the measure of the gift of Christ, and how endless that is. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also ascended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens. I was looking that up and how precious that is. I love to get out at night. Every time I get out of the car, I look up there and I just look at his handiwork. And I also think sometimes, boy, it's going to be neat to see all that stuff. But this is far above that. This is far, what it's speaking of is above the universe. Well, that's everything. Oh, no, you don't know God. He's beyond that. See, that's only what this little mind can comprehend or conceive. Remember, this is beyond a thought, a sight, a dream, anything. This is your God. Praise his name. But here he is. He ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. To be fully furnished, brothers and sisters. Nothing but fully furnished. Everything. For the work of the ministry. This is what we've got going. Praise be to God. For the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. That's a full grown man. Nothing short of it. A mature Son of God. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You should be quiet. Who, me? Yes, you. How could we contain ourselves? That we henceforth, because of this great promise, what he wants for you, there's no need for this anymore. Be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And brothers and sisters, I think what is so amazing about this is as the Word by grace is more and more established in us, we can see ourselves more and more written in His Word. I'm telling you, I was reading this week, and I said, Jesus, I'm reading about me. You got my name written down here. You so personally are revealing that you wrote me in your Word. Marvelous. He gave grace, brothers and sisters. He gave grace. He died. And He rose that He might fill all things. Are you full and overflowing? See, He said that He might fill all things. He wants to. Are you full? Are you overflowing? Have you said, Lord, I don't need any more? Oh, praise God. Don't say that. I want it all. I know today a few of us are saying, oh, that next step. I was having fun in the Lord till that happened. Let me tell you something. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Jesus loves you. And that's it. And faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. Come on. He'll do it. He'll do it. You going to believe Him to do it? All right now. So He died and He rose to fill all things. And then praise be to God, it didn't stop there. He gave us apostles. And He gave us prophets. And He gave us evangelists. And He gave us pastors. And He gave us teachers. So that we. Do you understand how important we is? We're important to one another. Vitally important to one another. The more important to one another. That we don't just go back in our homes and say, well, I know the Word of God. And that place is a little too hard to fellowship in. Do you know what brother so-and-so said about me? Sister this and that. She walked by me this morning and didn't say a word. Well, pray for her. And just maybe it really wasn't about you, believe it or not. Because you know what? It never is, even if you think it is, because it's not. It's a spiritual battle. That's what it is, isn't it? It's just spiritual. We're wrestling to win Him. I'm fighting to finish with joy. And I'm not fighting you. No. Mm-mm. I'm praying by the grace of God that we. See, this is the we in Him. This isn't anything that we can join hands and try to make up here. It ain't going to happen that way. This is divine and it's sovereign. And you can't stop it. Because it's God's will. And He said, come unto me. And I'm coming unto Him this morning. And He tells me it's we. And let's read that 13th verse again. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. Now I'm going to stop there for a minute. And I'm going to tell you something. I want us to get it on. I really do. Because I really believe that by the grace of God, He's extending His grace. But when we all come into the unity of faith, I think Jesus is about ready to appear. What do you think? Praise be to God. I'm just so excited about it because God has given us this message. Pray for me. Pray for me. I want to pray for you. I want us to enter into that unity by the grace of God. And then it just might be that it'd be the moment in the twinkling of an eye when we're standing beholding the Lamb. Isn't that going to be awesome? Praise the Lord. But this is the prayer. This is the prayer of a man of God, the prayer of Paul, the Holy Spirit, the desire of what the Lord wants in our lives. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Nothing else. I know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. How about you? I've learned a lot of things in this life. But I know that all of man's wisdom is foolishness to God. I'm thankful for what I know. I'm thankful for what God has allowed me to do. But it doesn't mean a thing. It really doesn't. It's, as Brother Paul said, I count it all dung. all loss, but for the excellency of the knowledge of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are we getting it? God, help me with me. Let me break away from me. Let me break away from me who thinks this world and all of its desires and its wants is really where it's at, because it's not. This is God. And God is speaking to you. And we've got to get that vision in our lives, brothers and sisters, that God is speaking to you and God is speaking to you. He speaks through His Word. And it's just as if He is here because He is here because He's given us His Word. And He's speaking to us. And we need to pay attention. Great attention. Immediate attention. Because we're in season right now. We're in season to be the bridal company, if we will, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How amazing. But here we go, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. That's a man that's full grown. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And I'm so grateful to God He didn't stop there, because I would have just been looking at you and you'd have been looking at me. How are we going to do that? There's no way we're going to get there. There's no way that I could attain to that. And that is absolutely right. You can't. And I could never do it. But praise the Lord. I read there in verse 15, and here's the answer. Speaking the truth in love. And what's that going to do? I'm going to grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Speaking truth in love. That word speaking, it means to hold. It means holding it. And see, I've always been encouraged with my mom. She always say, now, honey, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And that's the truth. See, if I'm usually speaking truth in love by the grace of God, it's in here. It's in here. It's evident what's going on. There's a testimony. You can't stop the love of God. You can't. You can try to dampen it and whatever, but somebody wants it, Lord's going to turn it loose. And it's amazing what happens. It just turns loose and it's infectious. It really is. It's precious. You want to be around it by the grace of God. It's the greatest thing that there ever is. Greatest thing there ever will be. Greatest thing, praise God, in my life that I know. But here it is. It says to hold the truth in love. How about apprehending that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ? You ready to apprehend Him? He's apprehending you. Speaking truth in love. See, you can't get away, brothers and sisters. It's a vessel. We're a vessel. And you can't get away from how special and incredible the vessel you are to God. He's going to keep at you. He's not going to stop. He's just not going to do it. God has invested everything in you. Everything. I remember the moment that God really spoke to my heart and He said, son, I'm all in. I'm all in. There's nothing more for me to give. I gave you everything. He's going to have to give me a new Bible too. But see, I like to wear a Bible out. How about you? That's only the grace of God. But I'm all in. I've given you everything. Now will you come after me? Will you be a David and fully go? Really, fully go. Leaving it. Saying, Lord, I am convinced. Thoroughly, truly convinced that You are the way. As those disciples finally realized, they said, oh Lord, where else are we going to go? You're it. You're just it. Isn't that wonderful? And I was thinking about that verse. He will do it. Well, what's it? Everything. He that cometh to God must believe that He is. Who is? What is? It is. He's everything. It's I am. Praise be to God. And I love to say that he that cometh to God must believe that He is in love with me. Because He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And what's God going to reward me with? If by the grace of God I'll diligently seek Him, and the greatest diligence that I could ever seek is to love His appearing, He's going to give me His Son's hand in marriage. It's real. Absolutely, completely real. There's the privilege, brothers and sisters. That's our testimony. We're a meeting that has received that. Again, by the grace of God. I'm not trying to make you say, well, we're stamped out and we're separate from everybody else and all of that. No, He wants this for everyone. He said that all would be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. That's everybody. See, that's your God. And that's when people say, well, you're preaching things that are separated. No, the Word of God does it. It divides. It will. It divides. It just separates. That's what it does. But see, what He's asking it to you today is, are you willing to go? If He's going to separate you from that because of His great love, are you willing to go? Are you willing to leave the familiar? Are you willing to leave family? Are you willing to leave the riches, the fame, the acceptance? All of the things that maybe you've been groomed in all of your life. I really don't care. I'm just telling you. Because God's after you. And this is God we're speaking of here. Who am I to argue with God? Who are you? All I know is now I'm a child of the King. See, and I love that. That's my dad. He is. He's my father. That's no disrespect. I never called my dad father. I just called him dad. And I know he's my father in heaven. But there's something so precious to me. And so real to me that he's beyond anything. The greatest thing that I ever knew were my parents really in love and how I could come to them. And I could rest. And I knew even if I did wrong, yeah, they'd spank me because they loved me. But I knew they'd hold me and just love me. Now I've got a God. That's my father. That's my dad. That's the God of all comfort here today for you. And I yearn because of the love of God that He's given me for you. I yearn for me. It's His Spirit. It's the unity that He has. And brothers and sisters, He's bringing us into this. But for us to fully go, it's got to be all things. You know what I'm saying? Not just Sunday. Not just Wednesday. Not just Friday. Not just when I speak to my brothers and sisters in Christ on the phone. Not even when I just visit with my family and all of that. But I'm talking about the quiet times. I'm talking about the times when truly, it is just Jesus and me. Come on. All things. All things. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. We have been bestowed something so great because we're vessels that have been afore prepared to bestow and hold the glory of God. We've been given everything. No matter what society's telling you, and no matter what the government today wants to give you, you lack nothing. Now, come on. Brother, but I don't. You're not telling the truth. You lack nothing. He gave you everything. All right? So let's get on with God. Let's get with His plan. See, brothers and sisters, He has taken us. I was thinking about this. How beautiful it is. He's taken us beyond John 3:16. So, well, how do you get beyond John 3:16? Well, you step into Pentecost. But praise be to God, we didn't stop there, did we? He gave us the pathway to bridal glory with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Maybe my age, I said stoked, whatever it was. Woo-wee! I don't know. But I'm just telling you, it's just too good. But see, that's what God is. That's when He talks about exceeding abundantly. Brother Ty was talking, it's a peace that passes understanding. The fruit has been passed out here today. Everybody's got a peach. You going to bite? You going to taste it today? Now, come on. It's there. It really is. Praise be to God. I don't care of all the suffering this week. Give it to the Lord and happy are ye. You don't give it to the Lord and sad are you. Miserable am I. I don't want that. happy are ye. I was so thankful to the Lord. My son went up and had surgery. And that was just a small thing in a sense, but it was a pretty good surgery there. I'm telling you, I was happy in Jesus. I don't know how he did it. I was just happy in Jesus. I did not worry by the grace of God. I didn't worry. And I'm so thankful. Lord brought him through. I told you that there were one college athlete that had the same surgery, same day, same doctor, earlier in the morning. Had another pro hockey player in the middle of the day, and then Roderick was the last one. They all came out, and my son was the only one that didn't have to take any painkillers. Not one. Now, that was 5 or 6 days ago, and when they parted yesterday, the other two were still on them. Huh? Oh, but he's just a mama's boy. No, he's got a father, and not this one. He's got a father in heaven. The same one you got. And I'm going to tell you, he can do it. And he will do it. And he's right there to do it. But are you going to let him do it? See, that's the question. And isn't it a simple answer? Well, no, duh. Do it. And he will. It's got to come down simple to me. I don't know about you, but I'll tell you what. I think of the care. I think of the faithfulness of God. Said it here recently many times that brought us, each one of us, here today. I think about that wonderful message that was given to Brother Paul and all of the time that went down, and then God gave it to a Brother Copley. Isn't that marvelous? And then from Brother Copley, it was given to the likes of a Brother Hill. And then it was given to us, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That the Gentiles can now be fellow heirs with Christ. That's joint heirs as man and wife with Jesus Christ. Now come on. It's the mystery. That was not revealed in ages past to the sons of men. I just marvel at that, don't you? I do say, why me? I do say, why me? But God's changing my heart. Well, why not me? I'm a son of God. I'm a child of the King. And he told me right there that the whole purpose is a perfecting to go on in my life. That I would grow to full age. Nothing short of it. Nothing short of it. It's time to grow up. And not just to grow up and be a man. Not just to grow up and be a woman. But to grow up and to be a mighty man of God. And nothing short. Nothing short. And this world doesn't recognize mighty men of God. I'm going to tell you that right now. They despise mighty men of God. They look down on mighty men of God. They think mighty men of God might be weak. They think mighty men of God might be people that have emotional problems, huh? Deep-seated needs. Amen. I've got a bunch of them. Oodles. But hallelujah, I'm becoming a mighty man of God. I don't care. I don't care what man thinks. I want to be a vessel. I want to be a vessel that takes the fullness, that receives the fullness of what he wants me to have. All right? Okay. So here we go. We're vessels. We know we got it made. Absolutely. He given us apostles. Come on. Huh? Oh yeah, prophets, evangelists, pastors. Ooh, I didn't want that one. The Lord give him to you? Well, let's trust God. Oh, and how about that teacher? I've been telling my kids about some different teachers. They might be listening today. Praise God if they do. Oh, Dad, I didn't want that one. Does God order your steps? Yeah, he does. The hair of your head, you're thought afar off. Down setting, up rising. He knows. Yes, Jesus knows. So he's given us everything here that we need. Mighty vessels. Got it made. But we got it made if we'll be still. And I'll kind of hurry along here if we're having fun in the Lord. But if we'll be still, and a vessel needs to be still, you know what I'm talking about? If it's really going to receive something, a vessel's got to be still. If you're going to really fill it up to the brim, see, I can't do that very good with my hands. My hands shake. I don't want to perform surgery on you. You have a funny looking scar. But it has to be still to receive and to be full. Amen? Oh yeah, just sitting there. Let's be still. But see, vessels that are unsettled, that are unstable, that are going to be tossed to and fro with doctrines, emotions, feelings, they lose out on the fullness. An unsettled vessel, the contents therein are sometimes sloshed about. They're thrown out. The Word of God in Hebrews 2 tells us, don't let these things slip. Brought that to me. And that word slip means to be negligent. That word slip means to throw it out. And if we're going to let things slip, brothers and sisters, it's on us. Because God wouldn't have it that way. He wouldn't. How marvelous the benefit and the privilege it is what Jesus Christ has given each and every one of us. But if things are slipping in your life, wake up. Quit pointing. Quit blaming. Amen. Kneel down. Lord, let me break before you. And brothers and sisters, it doesn't just happen one time in our lives. See, a lot of folks think, well, I broke before the Lord. Let me tell you something. We've been studying about that camel. He's got to kneel down every day if you're going to load him up. He's got to kneel down every day if he's going to drink. He's going to have to kneel down every day if it's ever going to be ridden. I know we've got so much here, brothers and sisters. We're so wealthy. But we can even decrease more. I'm telling you, we've got time to even decrease more so that He can increase. He really can. He's taking us on. But see, brothers and sisters, the vessel that's still doesn't lose a drop, whereas the vessel that's unsettled, it throws those things off. And I tell you, time is running out. The Word of God tells us to fully go. More earnestly heed the things which ye have heard. And I don't know about you, but I desire to be filled with all the fullness of God. Did you hear that? All the fullness of God. Not just the fullness of God. But all the fullness of God. Now, I'll tell you, this is an exceeding God again. You've got to stay with Him. But you see, it tells us right here that it's got to be with all things. That He might fill all things. The fullness of Christ to grow up into Him in all things. And that's not just a piece here or there. That kind of looked funny, wouldn't it? You know, well, this arm grew out all the way, but this one didn't. And this leg grew out and this one didn't. You can see it kind of gets a little bit not balanced. It's not symmetrical, brothers and sisters. It's all things. I was thinking, you know, as I was coming to give this sermon today, Lord, I do. I want you to anoint this sermon, but it's not how well I can preach a sermon. It's if Christ liveth in me. It's if Christ Jesus, praise God, is Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's what it's about. It's a complete follow through. It's all things. And that's what He is after. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you this. The children of the King are all perfect. They are. God's children are perfect. And don't you think that they're not. The thing is that they're not all mature. That's the difference. That is the difference. And maturity comes one way, brothers and sisters. It comes by growing up into Him in all things. The bride is perfectly symmetrical. I love when Brother Copley talked about that. I think just absolutely beautiful. If you doubt that, go ahead and read Song of Solomon. Look at the description of her. Talking about her teeth. You know, I will be a little bit, but she don't have Billy Bob teeth. She's got good teeth. She can chew on that word. Hallelujah. And her hair, and her eyes, and her lips, her neck, everything. And it gets awfully descriptive there too. know what he's after, brothers and sisters. Oh, amen. But every part of her, she's the most beautiful thing that's ever been made. There isn't one uncomely part to her. Not a part. Every bit of her ravishes her husband. Oh my. She is the prized vessel. She adds to the usefulness of her husband. You know that's what the word vessel means? She adds to the usefulness of her husband. Husbands here today, do you realize the usefulness of your wife? Oh, I hope you do. I read that and I think about that and I say, Lord, you can't live without me. What do you think? Oh, that's a bold statement. Yes, he could. He doesn't need you. Well, you know what? I'm starting to read in here how much he really does need me. He loves me. And I love him. And if I was a husband that didn't think I needed my wife, God help me. If I was a husband that thought I could be without my wife, God help me. Well, I know that there's a husband coming that in the ages past, his father, he said to him, honey, it's not good for you to live alone. You're going to have a bride. Oh, Father, I'm going to have a bride. Let that soak in. The most romantic God there could ever be is courting you. Really? See these things. Let it penetrate deep in your life. That this is the fullness that he wants to bring into our lives. And praise be to God, she is that vessel that adds to the usefulness of her husband. And she's full of edification. She edifies the body. And she brings in spiritual encouragement to all. She's not cruel. She's not selfish. She's not self-centered. You know what she does? She just rests in how incredibly blessed she is. Do you rest in how incredibly blessed you are? I hope you do. When he says, count your blessings, man, I'd love to just count them. And I'm counting my blessing, my greatest blessing, as I'm realizing how much he loves me. And someday he's going to show it. I'll exalt you in due time, honey. And it's not me that wants the exalting. I want Christ in me to be exalted. It's the glory of God. It's Him. It's all Him that's going to be magnified. See, that's the beauty. That's how I can understand and comprehend when He said, honey, I'm going to have you stand before them all and to make them know that I've loved you. And not just that, I'm going to have them come and bow down and worship before you. A lot of people have trouble with that. We're talking the glory of God. Why do you think Brother John was sitting there dropping to his knees every time they're in Revelation as that brother was taking him around? The glory of God was so great, it was just there. He couldn't help it. He kept bowing down. And that brother just pick him right back up and say, old man, don't do that. I'm just as you. How many times does he have to tell us this stuff? Do you realize what he's doing in you and you and all of us? It's exciting. It's monumental. It's amazing. But I'm going to tell you something. She's grateful for the blessing. She's thankful. She's lowly. She's joyful. She rejoices in the privilege to be still. Listen to these things. Rejoice in the privilege to be still. Rejoice in the privilege to be brought low. What do you think? This is God's word. You got to get your mind out of this world. The world's greatness wants to be seen. Let me tell you something. It's the hidden things that are the greatest treasure. And it's the truth. All right. She's consistent. You consistent? Uh-oh. I'm seeing some heads drop. See, you can't be consistent. It's only the faithfulness of God that can do it. I was thinking about how much I love my wife. I'm so grateful to God I love her. But you know what? I do fail. I do. But the difference is the love of God, it keeps us going on. Love reigns the day. It's loving on. I made a mistake, but you know what? And not to just hang it up on that, but that wasn't me anyways. I just want the love of God to reign. And I want it to keep on reigning. And we're going to keep on loving. And that's the difference. Is it doesn't stop. It's not here today, gone tomorrow. It's not when I feel like it. It's just the love of God, and it's there. And I'm realizing that it's there. And you've got it too. And praise God, just realize that it's there. Tap into it. Turn the switch on. You're fully hooked up, I promise. By the grace of God, He gave you that promise. He gave you His Spirit. Isn't that marvelous? You're new. If you're a child of the King today, you're new. We're God's children because we've accepted the blood of Jesus. And if you haven't accepted the blood of Jesus, you're not His child. It is that simple. And know it. Stand on it. But she's a pillar, brothers and sisters. She's not moved. She speaks and she glories only in Him. He has become her life. Where is the boasting? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. That's my boasting. That's yours. This is our testimony, brothers and sisters. Christ in me is the hope of glory. I realize that. And brothers and sisters, as we close, faith that worketh by love. Now come on. Faith that worketh by love. It's not how many times I read it into my head. It's faith that worketh by love. See, I believe in the Word of God because God loves me. Do you understand that? He just loves. And because He loves me, I know He can't lie. I just know He can't lie. And when He tells me these things, I know that they're real. And faith that worketh by love takes us there, brothers and sisters. It does. It's amazing. And I am starting to realize that the only thing that ever has been real is the evidence and the substance of faith. And faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's all we have. That's all you have. And in all you have, you've got everything. Everything. Boy, I hope we're joyous today. I hope we're a grateful people this morning. Because I'm going to tell you something. All this other stuff is going to be gone. But great faith, and that's great Paul's gospel faith, can place you right in the midst of a throne. What do you think of that? Huh? Truth in love. In love with the truth. Truth in love with the truth. We're a privileged people, brothers and sisters. So privileged. It's our testimony. This week, if the Lord tarry, we're going to have a time together. Praise be to God. Bringing in evangelists and preachers and teachers. I'm not going to argue with you on the apostles. I really don't care. I've got them. And you do too. And prophets. I'm fully furnished. And you are too. And it's time to grow up. It's time to get with it. It's time to put aside all of the things that have come against me that are against the Word of God in my life. It's time. The season is now. And the season is now to make the move to be filled with all the fullness of God. Because those that are filled with all the fullness of God are going to be ready for His soon appearing. Amen? Amen. You're loving His appearing? You're loving His appearing? Is there anything greater than His appearing? Then let's pray. Dear God, we thank You again for this time that we can come and worship You. We thank You for the sincerity, Lord, in each and every life here this morning. Lord, quicken us more. Awaken us even more. I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters in Christ that love You so, and Lord, just let the love grow till we all come, Lord, to that unity, praise God, of the faith and all the faith, Lord Jesus. Build it in our life. Let it be our life. Let us awaken to it and be ready for that glorious morning in a twinkling of an eye, and then it'll be face to face. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.